We begin 16 lines down from the top on Samach Dalet Amud Aleph. Hadar Yasvi V'Kamei Boyelahu. We mentioned on Samach Gimel Amud Beis a conversation between Rav Nachman Ula and Abimi Bar Papi, and now they continue with another question. Dmei Avodas Kochavim Biyad Ovid Kochavim Mahu. If an Ovid Kochavim sells his Avodah Zarah, can a Jew now get Hana from that money? In other words, we paskin that a Jew who sells Avodah Zarah, another Jew cannot get benefit from that money. But if a non-Jew sells his own Avodah Zarah, now do we also say that that money is usher behana or not? Mi tofeses dameh be'ar ovid kochavim? Although, do we say that the sanctity, if you call it sanctity, if you say that the shame of Avodah Zarah carries over onto the money and it's tofes, or not. Amar lo Rav Nachman, so Rav Nachman answers, Mistabra Dmei Avodas Kochavim Biyad Ovid Kochavim Mutarim. It's logical, he says, to say that the money would be permissible to get benefit from. Why? He's going to prove it from the following story, but before that, Tosfos says, really, the proof text is the Pasuk V'haya Cherem Kamohu. The idea is that the chayram, the money, will be kamohu, just like the avodah zarah, and therefore it would be aser behana. But that, says Tosos, only applies to Jews, not to a ben Noach. And therefore, it's logical, says Rav Nachman, to say that it would be permissible for a Yisrael to get benefit from that money. And he says the following story: midehano de asu lekami de rabba baravua. Someone came to Rabbi Bar Avua, a fellow who was looking to convert, and he had Avodah Zarah in his home. So he wanted some sage advice what to do with the Avodah Zarah. He could just throw it out, or maybe he could capitalize on it. Amr Lahu, Rabbi Bar Avua said to him, Zilu Zvinu Kolma D'Islachu V'su Izgairu. What you should do is sell all your Avodah Zarah right now, get the money for it, and then convert. My time, why did Rabbi Bar Avua give him this advice to sell the money to sell the Avodah Zarah before he converted? It's to teach you, Mishum de Kasavar Dumei Avodas Kochavim Biyad Ovid Kochavim. By virtue of the fact that he told him to sell it and keep the money, it tells you that if a non-Jew sells his own Avodah Zarah, the money is mutter to get Hana from. When he becomes a Yisrael, he can benefit from the Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara says, that's not necessarily a good proof. Why the Dilma Shiny Hasum de Kivan de Daite Li Igure Vare Batla? So hold on a second. If this guy was involved in the conversion process, clearly Avodah Zarah was no longer important to him. Therefore, most likely what he did was he nullified the Avodah Zarah. And therefore, when the advice was to sell the Avodah Zarah, well, it was no longer in his mind considered Avodah Zarah. Therefore, there wouldn't be an issue. You cannot prove from the story that money, which was used, money from the sale of Avodah Zarah, is mutter to get benefit from. So rather, elamei hacha. So we need a different proof for Rav Nachman, and it comes from the following Tosefta. Yisrael shayeno shebovid kochavim mana, umachar avodas kochavim behevilo yayin nesach, umachar avodas kochavim behevilo yayin nesach behevilo mutter. The Jew lends money to a non-Jew, and then in order to pay him back, the ovid kochavim sold his avodah zarah, or he sold Yayin Nesach, and he gave the proceeds from the sale back to the Jew, mutter, it's permissible. So clearly, you see from here that Avodos Dmei Avodos Kochavim Biyad Ovid Kochavim is mutter. Now the Braisa just can continue for a moment. The Tosefta continues and says, which is a separate issue, which we'll get to next time, which is as follows: Aval im amar lo hamtin li ad she'em kor avodas kochavim v'avilach yayin nesach v'avilach aser. However, if the idolater says to the Israel, "I'm going to pay you back, but just let me first sell my avodah zarah, or let me first sell my yayin nesach, and then the proceeds from those sales I will give to you," that is different, and that will be prohibited. Next time, we'll analyze the Gemara, which asks, what is the difference in those two cases? But for now, the question that was asked was, Demei Avodas Kochavim Biyad Ovid Kochavim. Is it Tofeses Dameha, and therefore it is Usser, or not? And Rav Nachman is how we paskin, which is that the money sold by an idolater the idols sold by an idolater that cash value is not prohibited from benefit. A Yisrael can benefit from him and from that money.